Hopkins. Los Angeles, California, August 19th, 1901. I have words to speak to Brother Hopkins. My brother, the Lord has not been leading and teaching you. You do not hear your message from the Lord, for he does not work in this way. There are false impressions upon your mind, the erroneous ideas that you have entertained, that you would preach Mrs. White's funeral sermon and that you would be her successor, are falsehoods originated by the great deceiver to destroy your soul and to deceive the Lord's people through your words and claims. The enemy is seeking to injure the cause of God by your foolish, presumptuous presentations. The Lord will have mercy upon you if you will heed advice and counsel. There is no need for you to allow your brain to be made a workshop of the enemy for the invention of strange and utterly inconsistent things. There are no less than five with whom Satan has worked as he is working with you. These delusions are to increase as the end draws near. The members of the church are not to give the least encouragement to these reports, for they are without any true foundation. Brother Hopkins' heart has not been cleansed and purified by the Spirit of God, and therefore he has these vagaries. Listen not to them. Give no place to them in your assemblies. I call upon this deluded man who is giving a false message to be converted. He has not a sound mind, and let not his statement be for a moment believed, for they are the falsehoods of the enemy. The claims that Mr. Nelson made regarding his work had no foundation in truth. He reads the Bible and claims portions of Scripture as a message to him from God that he, Nelson, is to be exalted as leader. But he is entertaining the veriest falsehood. Were he guided and controlled by the Spirit of God, he would not be insubordinate, bringing confusion and distress to the people of God. I shall have more to say in the future in regard to those who claim that they are to succeed Mrs. White. God works in no such way.